Well, it's a huge night of racing in Launceston tonight. They've got the Launceston Guineas, the Ladbroke Stakes, and the Lady Lynette, and the star Mystic Journey makes her reappearance. She's currently around about $1.18 fixed odds on the tab, but there's also another local star who'll be in action, and that is DeRoche, the local flying mare, who is $1.40. She makes her return to the racetrack tonight. She's just had the 14 starts, 9 wins and 4 placing, and she carries the famous star thoroughbred colours, the purple with the white stars. And Denise Martin, who has been a long-time supporter of racing in Tasmania, joins us this morning. Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Very well, Michael. How are things?
Very good. You must be very excited to see DeRoche back at the track tonight, because we've only seen her really once in the last 12 months.
Yeah, she resumed in Hobart on Saturday, and I think overall we felt she was quite disappointing. You know, work had been good, styles had been good, no reason to suggest that she wasn't ready to go. But she was fairly plain overall, so we took her out to the farm for a few days, and after 4 or 5 days, blood tested and found that, well, she didn't have a virus, her blood wasn't perfect. So we gave her 3 weeks off, I think nearly a month in the end, and we contemplated running her just after Christmas in a race called the Winsenberg, but we felt that there hadn't been enough time after a few weeks in the paddock to get her ready. We wanted to make sure that when she did resume, you know, she was at her best, and hopefully that's tonight.
Well, what is trainer Leanne Gaffney telling you? Is she back to her best?
Seems like it. She galloped last week on Monday at Sprayton. There was an unusually programmed meeting on a Monday at Sprayton, simply because a couple of meetings had been postponed and some of the races had possibly been lost. But Taz Racing very smartly decided to, you know, reinstate a meeting at Sprayton and give those owners an opportunity to get some prize money, etc. Benjamin Cole rode her with one of our other horses, one of other fillies running on Sunday in the 1,000 Guineas, and he was really happy with her. He said she was nice and strong. He said, you know, had I wanted to, you know, ease away from the other filly in the gallop, I could have, but overall he thought she was really good. Didn't have much of a blow afterwards and felt, you know, really willing. So all indicators are that she's back to her best, and we'll know tonight, but we certainly believe that she's ready to go.
Well, if she does return to her best, she's going to be one of the hardest to beat in anything she contests in Tasmania. She won the Vamos last year. What would be the autumn campaign for her? Would you consider bringing her to the mainland, or would you just race her through the features in Tasmania?
Well, I guess we race and see. You know, when you race unexpectedly, when you have a horse that races unexpectedly, as she did at Elwick, you've got to sort of start again, and here we are tonight. If she races as we expect her to, and certainly hope she does, then we'll take her to the two features, the Bow Mistress and the Vamos, or other way around, the Vamos and the Bow Mistress, Hobart and then at Launceston. She was probably a really good thing beaten in Hobart in the Group 3 for these races, and then she went to Launceston and won as we had expected her to. And along the way, 3 days before the win in Launceston on Cup Day, she picked up the 3- and 4-year-old Magic Minions, so that was a bonus for us as well. I guess we just want to get through those two feature races, Michael, in Tassie, and then we see, because clearly after those she would have only had 4 starts this prep, and there could be, you know, throughout the course of a full preparation, a few races in Melbourne. We'll just take it as it goes, but that certainly could be on the cards.
And you've got the other local star thoroughbred, Tassie Champ, EastEnder, who collected the cups, both the Hobart and Launceston, a couple of years ago, and then spent some time with Chris Waller, and now is back in Tasmania. How's EastEnder going?
Well, look, he's terrific. He ran very well up here on a couple of occasions. He nearly won the Parramatta Cup, just got nosed out on the line, but ran a huge race. Then he went to the Canberra Cup, and he was found to have bled post-race, which is why he's back in Tassie. Chris just said, take him home. He obviously loves that environment. It does him the world of good. He resumed in the Waits Road race 10 or 12 days ago, and he was terrific. Over 1,400, or 1,600, I should say, he found the line in super fashion. And Craig was absolutely ecstatic and just said, wow, he felt enormous. So it's a big step up from 1,600 to 2,200 in the Summer Cup on Sunday. But, you know, class takes you a long way in racing, and he's a very classy stayer. So he will tell us after Sunday if he is ready for the two big cups down there again. We think so. His work's been excellent. He's really really strong, doesn't seem to have any issues at all. So we're hoping that, you know, he can be very competitive and fight out the finish on Sunday at Elwick. And then if that's the case, he'll go to both Hobart and Launceston Cups next month.
As I said, you've had a long association with Tasmanian racing. What's been the connection and the love of Tassie racing?
Oh, well, my parents, my family are from Tassie. My dad was a great sportsman. Sadly, we lost Dad last year in his 90s, but he was a Hall of Fame sportsman in Tassie for his deeds in Australian rules football and other sports. And so I grew up, you know, loving racing as Dad did and understanding racing. And after a very extensive career in the hotel industry, the last role that I had, in fact, was in Melbourne at a hotel that's now called the Sofitel in the Regent when I worked there. I decided to establish Star 28 years ago, and I don't know why I thought, you know, the racing industry would be the right one for me, but I had a passion for horses, and I knew what was required in the marketing and selling of racehorses. So I approached Gay and said, would you work with me? And she did, and we worked together really well for 21 years, and then I moved to Chris here at Rose Hill. In Tassie, I established a racing link with my family in Tassie, my brother-in-law, Barry Campbell, who's been training my horses up until a couple of years ago, has had great success with us, with the horses down there. It was really mainly to give my family an opportunity to watch the colours in Tassie. You know, Mum and Dad had loved watching horses here, and I thought, how good if I had horses in Tassie and they could watch local horses hopefully do well. But over the years, we've had wonderful success with horses like Admiral and now EastEnder and then DeRoche. So I don't have many horses in Tassie, but the horses I have down there, fortunately, over the 15 years mark, have been really successful.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I've been successful everywhere, Denise, from the famous Sebring and all the other Group 1 winners as well. So best of luck tonight, and we'll catch up with you throughout the summer carnival down in Tasmania as well, Denise. Look forward to seeing DeRoche back in action.
Thank you very much, Michael. Thank you.